My full name is Hisham Harold Breedlove, and I recently matriculated with my master's in voice, so I guess you could technically call me an opera singer. My basis of my classical training started in good old Zimbabwe, right there in Harare, at Highland School. And I went on to Prince Edward School, where I did a couple years, and I was discovered by the Drakensberg Boys Choir in South Africa. They had come down, I auditioned, and they invited me up to attend the school. And wow. So I left, did a few years there, came back, did my last year at Prince Edward and went off to America for college.
Dominus, Dominus tecum, benedicta toi mulieribus.
Unfortunately, when I was growing up in Zimbabwe, I left when I was 12 years old, and we weren't taught any Shona songs,
okay,
or Ndebele songs, mm-hmm, in the schools at that time, which I regret.
Mm-hmm.
I wish they did. But I wound up leaving Zimbabwe when I was 12, as I had mentioned, to go to the Drakensberg Boys Choir,
yes,
where we had a 2 to 3 hour performance repertoire,
mm-hmm,
which was divided in half, an hour and a half of classical and an hour and a half of African. So I got the opportunity to learn several songs in Xhosa, Zulu, Tswana. I'll sing the popular one that was popularized by the famous Miriam Makeba, yeah, the click song. Okay, here it goes.
Inglicha, lengwela, uyazun kon, otwane. Inglicha, lengwela, uyazun kon, otwane.
I miss the gumboot dancing and the passion of my colleagues when I was singing with them in South Africa. I think Zimbabwe is so undiscovered. It's,
mm-hmm,
undiscovered. And there's just so much talent. So much talent there. Even though we had to take up two instruments. African instruments were also offered to us as well. I took the mbira and the karimba.
So what's your favorite and what song resonates with you?
It's actually the song I'm about to sing. It's entitled Lascia che pianga. It's an Italian aria, and it is written for the countertenor voice. It was written for the castrati voice, which was a voice type that was popular during the 16th century, and these castrati were viewed as the Jay-Z's and Beyoncé's of their time.
Mm-hmm.
They've had this huge comeback now. Fortunately enough, we don't need to castrate anymore. We just look for folks that actually have the natural talents, which I happen to be blessed with. And so here goes.
There you go.